You know, my brother, when he was courting his now wife for many, many years ago when he was young, my older brother, he actually started running and losing weight and wanting to do what he could to sort of be the best that he could be for her when he was courting her, and because he had fallen in love. And I thought of that this morning as I was reflecting on the readings about Mary Magdalene, who once had met Jesus, fell in love with Jesus, loved the Lord, and wanted to be the best that she could be, right? And so meeting Christ causes us, meeting somebody better than us, causes us to want to change. And people will say that they wanted to change for their spouse, they wanted to change for their children, they met a saint. Often people say that one of the ways of conversion is to meet someone that truly inspires you and you want to change. You want to be better, you want to be like the person. They used to say that was being oftentimes Mother Teresa, anybody who was in her presence, just wanted to be a better person, left there wanting to be better. And this idea that that's what the experience of Mary Magdalene, who, you know, certainly lived a certain way of life and then met the Lord and now wanted to change and became someone different. What's sad is that when we celebrate Mary Magdalene, and I know to do it myself and probably most of you in here, is what's the first thing we think of when we think of Mary Magdalene? Ah, she was a prostitute. That's what we think. She's the one who had that big conversion. She lived a very bad life, and then she changed her life. What's sad is that what we don't often think of right away, unless we force ourselves, we don't think of, this is the woman who went to the cross when everyone else ran away. She was there with the Blessed Mother. This is the woman who went to the tomb. At the end, we don't think of that so much. The person who had changed. But that's typical for us, I think, as human beings, is that our first impressions, and some people brag about the fact that they have, oh, I have very good first impressions. And then people may have made a mistake, they may have done something, and they're very sorry, but they can never live it down. Could be your spouse, could be your children. They never live it down. They get thrown back in their face. And when we think of someone like Mary Magdalene, where even us, when we think of her, once again, we think of her bad life, not her good life, and the judging that comes right away when we think of that. I think it's a challenge. I think on the feast day of Mary Magdalene, maybe we can, in honor of her, to think the best of people, to call them to something better, to not so much judge maybe mistakes they have made in the past, but the thing they're trying to do now, the best effort that they have. Could be someone, one of our loved ones, could be someone who has said something to us, and it's like, today, on this feast day, let's give them a pass, right? And recognize that sometimes people do change, and at least afforded the way Christ is, calls them to something better, and to recognize what they're doing now. And so today, let us think of the best of each other, the best of the people in our family. Think of the good that they have done. Remind ourselves of that. And then be challenged to recognize that, that especially when we see people who are trying to change in their lives, that our goal is to help them be better. Because it's really sad that Mary Magdalene, who probably was ahead of, well, not probably, even in the opening reading it talks about, was ahead of the apostles. In the sense that she stayed there at the cross, and at the very day of the resurrection, she saw the Lord. We recognize that's the thing we should probably remember, and so true about everyone else around us.